Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a very special place in the pastime both of Radha Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just a little personal sharing, I first came here in 1974. Where some devotees who had been with Srila Prabhupada the year previous, he brought a number of devotees to Vrindavan and personally guided them in the various pilgrimage places. Do you remember at Vrimandagat? I told you the story of Prabhupada was ill. He instructed the devotees about the pastime at Vrimandagat. They went to take their bath. He became so enlivened, he went and took his own bath. That was, and same year, where we're going to Radha Damodar Temple, Prabhupada sat on the little platform where, was where his rooms were, and for 1 month he lectured on Nectar of Devotion. And then Vrindavan was very peaceful. Still not very clean, but very peaceful compared to now. And I came the following year, 1974, and it didn't look like it looks now. There was a little tree out here, and a little mandir. And Guru Das was taking us around, as Prabhupada had taken them around. And I remember very clearly, I was very, you know, impressionable young brahmachari, and he pointed to the Imli tree and said, Prabhupada said, this is a kalpa briksha tree, a desire-fulfilling tree, so you better watch out what you desire, because it might happen. As you see from the illustrations and the bas relief illustrations outside. This is a tree that was a very favorite meeting place of Radha Krishna. On our final day here in Vrindavan, we're going to go to Vansivat. Vansivat, the tree where Krishna played upon his Vansi and called the gopis to come and enjoy rasa dance with him. So in this area here, the Radha Damodar Temple, in this area is, that area is Seva Kunj. It's a place where Radha and Krishna would regularly have pastimes together. So this was a favorite meeting place. So one time, Krishna was waiting by the tree for Radha to come. And Radha hadn't come. And you know what it's like when you're waiting for someone. Let's say just waiting for a bus. Or in New York, a subway train, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. And what to speak of if you're a resident of Vrindavan and you have attachment for Krishna. What does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say about one who has attachment for Krishna? One moment separation feels like such millions of years. One moment. And here is Krishna waiting to meet Radharani. And Radharani hasn't come. And Radharani hasn't come. And Radharani hasn't come. And he's more and more and more absorbed in feelings of anticipation of meeting Radharani, and Radharani hasn't come. Finally, Radharani came. And Radharani was astonished. When she saw Krishna, his complexion had turned golden. In his feelings of affection for the golden complexion Srimati Radharani, tapta kanchana gaurange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Radharani's complexion is golden in color, and Mahaprabhu's complexion is sham, or darkish like a fresh monsoon cloud. His complexion turned golden. One of the illustrations out here depicts this. And Radha saw, and she was amazed to see the intensity of love that Krishna has for her. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would, when he came some years later, 4,500 years later, came to Vrindavan, he, for some time, stayed at Akruragat, where we're going to go, one of these, Wednesday, Akruragat. And then he would walk to here, this very same place where Radha and Krishna would meet. And he would sit underneath this tree and chant Krishna's holy name. And in the course of his chanting Krishna's holy name, he became absorbed in the mood of Radha in feelings of separation from Krishna. He was anticipating the meeting with Krishna. And in the mood of Radha, his complexion, although normally golden, became blackish. Sham. In the same mood, but reverse, as Krishna anticipating meeting Radha, it was Radha anticipating meeting Krishna. There's another pastime that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while in this area, or here at this very tree. At night, there was something out in the Jamuna River that people of the village were considering was Krishna dancing on the hoods of the Kaliya serpent. Because out in the river, it was night, there weren't street lights and things. So it was just lights at night out on the river. So they started spreading a story that it's the jeweled ornaments on the hoods of the Kaliya serpent, and Krishna is dancing on the hoods of the Kaliya serpent. And the rumor spread through Braja very, very quickly. And every night they went out to watch, to see Krishna dancing on the hoods of the Kaliya serpent. Finally the message came to Mahaprabhu. And he said, this is ridiculous, or whatever the words he used. And he went personally to investigate and found out it was a Muslim fisherman who had lights at night as he was catching fish. That was the hoods on the Kaliya serpent, the jewels on the hoods of the Kaliya serpent. And Mahaprabhu said that sentimentalists will never be able to see the personality of Godhead. This is not the qualification for seeing the Supreme Lord. And it is said that one time, wishing to have a branch of the Imli tree, someone broke off a branch and some blood came from the branch of the tree. So don't make the mistake of taking a souvenir with you back to your home, taking a branch from the tree. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Pretty good. Double. And there are two other places that I was going to speak about, but I guess we'll just speak about them when we get to the Damodar temple. There's another place. Well, just mention. This is the Parikrama Marg. Again, in 1974, it wasn't paved like this. It was just a little dirt path. But on Ekadasi Day, which is when? Wednesday? This is Monday. It's going to be wall-to-wall people all the way around the Parikrama Marg. Vrindavan has become a very commercial place and a very popular place for many, many people to come. So just down to that direction on the Parikrama Marg towards Kaliyagat, Keshigat, there's another place where Lord Nityananda would sit. Nityananda Vat meaning tree, or banyan tree, as we heard from Dinabandhu yesterday. And it's also known as Shringaravat. So Lord Nityananda, he came here before Lord Chaitanya came here, as did Advaita Acharya. And Lord Nityananda is now actually being looked after by the Nityananda Vamsa line. And Lord Nityananda would go there in the mood of a cowherd boy and anticipate, like Balaram anticipating being with Krishna, his feelings of separation from Krishna, looking for Krishna. And Shringaravat, another name of the same place, has a very wonderful pastime connected. Srimati Radharani, it's a secluded place, so Srimati Radharani was seated there preparing herself to meet Krishna. She was decorating her hair with flowers and preparing herself in the mood, just like we hear Prabhupada speak in Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis' interest in decorating themselves wasn't like a modern girl interested in decorating herself. It was simply to bring happiness to Krishna. In that mood, Radharani was decorating herself, anticipating soon she would be meeting Krishna. So very quietly and secretly, Krishna came to Shringaravat. And he caught the attention of the gopis who were assisting Radha, and he told them, shh. And he came from behind and began decorating Radharani's hair with flowers. Because Shringara means making ornaments on the deity worship. Shringara tan mandira marjanado, we sing. Shringara is like the decoration of the deity that you see here. So Krishna began decorating Radha. And Radha expressed, I am feeling such happiness like never before. You're doing such a wonderful service. And she looked in the mirror. You've seen paintings of this. She looked in the mirror to see how her hair looked. But she saw Krishna decorating her hair. And Krishna made a loud cry of joy. And Radha made a loud cry of joy. And the gopis were all clapping and celebrating how clever was Krishna to decorate the hair of Srimati Radharani. And this pastime took place just down that way. And we're not going to go, I'm just narrating. Srila Prabhupada ki. Imlital ki, Gaur Premanandi.